From KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Mina Kim. Members of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors are moving forward with a proposal that would limit the role of local police in terrorism investigations by the FBI. Muslim community advocates and civil liberties groups have long complained the federal probes amount to racial profiling, that the FBI is targeting Muslim Americans for questioning when they've done nothing wrong. John Crew is with the Northern California chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, one of the groups that's pushing for passage of this ordinance. And Mr. Crew, this proposal before the Board of Supervisors is based in part on a similar measure passed in Portland, Oregon. So what would it do?
Well, just like in Portland, it would bring San Francisco's officers who are operating in the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, or the JTTF, back under local control to make sure that our state and local civil rights protections apply fully to our own officers. And what the city of Portland found after a very involved process involving the civil rights community and the federal government is that there's another way to participate in the FBI counterterrorism activities other than under FBI control, under a memorandum of understanding or agreement. What they worked out in Portland was local legislation that clearly set the standards for when local police can participate and to make sure that the local chief of police is making the determination when the local standards are being followed, that there's independent civilian oversight and transparency.
San Francisco Police Chief Greg Suhr has already issued a departmental order requiring officers participating in the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force to follow local and state laws, he says.
I think even if you talk to John Crew of the ACLU and some of the other groups, they would tell you that the Bureau order that I issued actually does close any loopholes that they were concerned about.
Chief Suhr also says that terminating the task force agreement, which is urged by this ordinance, could hurt public safety, that it would cost the force a lot of helpful information from the FBI. So how do you respond to that?
Well, first, Chief Suhr is just completely wrong that it doesn't close loopholes, and I'm very disappointed that he would claim that. I can give you correspondence that goes a mile long that points out that, in fact, we have been saying to Chief Suhr ever since he issued that order that as long as he leaves the Memorandum of Understanding in place, a legal contract with the FBI has the power to block San Francisco's civilian oversight, to block state and local civil rights protections, to block even his own ability to enforce his own policies. And indeed, we met with the FBI after the chief issued that order and said, look, are you going to comply with this order that the chief issued? And the special agent in charge of the FBI, to our face, said very specifically, no, as long as the MOU is in place, we are going to enforce it.
I think Chief Suhr would point out that the city ordinance would not set any limits on FBI activities either. And he says he's committed to doing everything the ordinance requires.
With all due respect to the chief, if he was committed to what the ordinance says, he should support it. Ultimately, it is one thing to say, trust us, we will protect your rights. And it's quite another thing to say, we will take meaningful, enforceable steps to do that. Do you think public safety will be harmed? Point to one example of what you can't do lawfully under this alternative approach that you want to do.
San Francisco isn't the only city that has this agreement with the FBI. Oakland does, San Jose does. What would you like to see happen to those agreements?
As a starting point, it starts with a little bit of sunlight. You have to actually identify and get a hold of these agreements to see what's there. And part of the sunlight should be, if these agreements are going to be adopted or changed periodically, who should make that decision? Should it be a decision just made in private secretly by a police chief or a sheriff, or should it be by the civilian officials that control those agencies? That's one of the problems here, was this was done in secret. The reason the issue was addressed in Portland is because their agreements had to go before the city council, and there was an opportunity to discuss what we want our local police officers doing with our resources and our powers in our community. And that's what this issue is about.
Mr. Crew, thanks for talking to us.
You bet. Thank you.
John Crew is with the American Civil Liberties Union, which seeks to limit the role of local police in federal terrorism investigations. I'm Mina Kim. More news online at kqednews.org.